you all know our next guest. His films include Clerks, Chasing Amy, Zach and Mary Make a Porno, and Mallrats. In addition, he can be seen whoring himself relentlessly and without mercy everywhere, including a series of speaking engagements this fall, and online at jayandsilentbob.com, where you can purchase his new book, which we will, for the purposes of broadcast as governed by the FCC, refer to as Shooting the S with Kevin Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, the aforementioned Mr. Kevin Smith. Good morning to you, sir.
Sir, let me ask you a question. You're in Portland, yes?
Yes.
Is it as gay as Gus Van Sant depicted it in My Own Private Idaho?
It's even gayer, sir. As we speak right now, there is, in fact, there's a troupe of mimes coming through wearing pink tutus, and they are twirling like a Bjork video.
That movie made me want to go to Portland because it's like, look at all these popular dudes who are gay. I want to be a part of this.
Portland is actually a city where the men all look like women and the women all look like they're there to install aluminum siding at your house.
You're selling me, dude. I'm there.
Thanks for that, Rick. I appreciate it.
No, I mean, present company excluded, sort of. Hey, you were the one yesterday that referred to yourself as being all like, you did look like you were going to be putting on a tool belt.
Some days are better than others.
Every city's got its sterling qualities, and a sort of off-putting yet strangely endearing androgyny is Portland. So,
yeah, man, I'm looking for a visit. I don't think I've been there since like '94.
Well, I was actually going to ask you the geek contingent of the audience would string me up if I didn't ask you this. You know, we got like half the comic industry based fair town.
And Eugene is there, dude, where they shot Animal House. That's a comedy mecca.
And yet,
I still never spent much time in Portland. I don't know why. It's not for personal reasons where I'm like, oh, to hell with Oregon. It's just I've never really had opportunity to do so.
And so you've got, the evening Kevin Smith thing that, tours everywhere. And it's almost like you go out of your way to shun us, Kevin. I mean, I don't want to put it that way. It's almost like
you know what it is, dude? When they get, what happens is when you're touring with a movie or something like that, you wind up in Seattle and all the Portland journalists come up. You guys are like the New Jersey of the Northwest.
You so cut me to the quick, sir.
Seattle's New York and you guys are like, well, we'll trek in New York because it's easier for everybody else. And we don't want to be a hassle. You guys are just like the New Jersey of the Northwest.
Actually, Anthony Bourdain came through and he did a Northwest thing. And we didn't even get our own special. It was like Northwest featuring Portland. We were just sort of under the umbrella of like lots of other towns in this part.
I'm coming out there, I think, in like, I think it's November. Is it November or October 7th? I'm coming out there to do a Q&A very soon, but Seattle. But then in the spring, I'm going to Portland.
Okay, so you will be done. When you say you're coming to Portland spring, is that going to be for the evening with Kevin Smith? Or is
yeah,
it be...
I'm going to sit up on stage and do that BS where I'm like, hey, ask me questions, and I talk for 3 hours.
You booked Carnegie Hall, actually, with that, right?
I did. In June, I played Carnegie Hall. They had an open slot in their schedule, and these two producers were kind enough to be like, hey, you do college shows where you talk to kids and stuff. Do you want to do that at Carnegie Hall? And I was like, what eye? And the dude got really insulted because he had a wooden eye. That's an old joke. I'm sorry. I pulled that right out of my youth. So anyway, I was like, I would love to. And I did it. And not only did we did it, I was like, look, if I'm going to do Carnegie Hall, the only way I'm doing it is if I'm going to try to sell it out. It's no fun to do Carnegie Hall if you see empty seats. So for like 2 months straight, once we found out what the date was, I just hoarded on Twitter, man, and just let people know, these are how many tickets sold, these are how many left. These are, made it a real game, made it like, participation event, and was able to sell it out. And so once that happens, then you got like legitimate theaters across the country suddenly going like, hey, do whatever you do here. And I've been doing it for years. Like, I'm sharpening it for at least a decade at colleges, but nobody ever invited me out of a college campus because they assumed that's the only people who really cared. So now I wind up doing all these gigs at legitimate places. Like, I think we're in Seattle, it's the Benaroya Hall or something like that. Is that legitimate?
Yeah, well, the thing about you just talking at colleges, actually, is when you first went to start doing that, when you're doing the Evening with Kevin Smith stuff, do you have, since you didn't go to college, you went to film school, but then you left and you made Clerks, is it more a sense of like, I kind of secretly don't belong here? Or is it more a sense of like, in your face, I have no degree and I am wealthy?
It's the middle road, which is like, this is what I would have liked to have done, sit around and talk to students. But this, if I'd gone to college, that's the only aspect of college I think I missed, is the social aspect. But I actually like this way better because it means I lead the conversation all the time by virtue of the fact that I'm the guy that made the movie or blah, 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 whatever. So I never go there like, in your face, college, particularly because the the kids, that would just dishearten the kids to no end, wouldn't it? Where I'm like, in your face, I made it, you didn't. They're like, hey, man, we're still in school, you fat jackass. And I don't feel the other way where it's just what was the other option?
I don't know. We're lost in a thicket of adverbs now. I don't even know where we are, but I will.
It happens, dude, because I smoke a lot of weed in the morning. My bad.
Talking about not going to college, you're also, so you do, sold out Carnegie Hall, and then you were identified on the cover of the new book, the Shootin' the S book, identifies you as, quote, and this is awesome, New York Times best-selling author, Kevin Smith.
It's almost the only reason that this current book exists, because Adam over at Titan, the publisher, he was the guy who was the mastermind behind this book and the other book, which was, I've been writing an online blog for like 2 years. And Titan said, can we publish it? And I said, why would anyone want to, dude? That's old media. It's like you can read it for free online. Why would anyone want to actually buy the book? And I was wrong. People did want to buy the book. We thought we'd sell like a couple hundred copies to fans, and then somehow it wound up being a New York Times bestseller. So Adam says, we have to do another book, if for no other reason than to just put that on the quote over your face, because nobody's going to believe it, dude. It's hysterical.
It is awesome that whenever I see something like that, I do revel in the sure and certain knowledge that somewhere there is somebody looking at that in a bookstore and becoming angry.
Yeah,
and
probably my mother. My mother going like, he's cursing again. Everyone's going to think I raised him wrong. Why won't he shut his fat mouth?
Why always the potty talk?
Yeah, why can't he work clean like Bill Cosby?
When you were growing up, what was the most that you kind of realistically hoped for before Clerks kind of changed everything?
My big dream in life was to own a deli because I really knew how to make a sandwich. Still do.
That was your it was corned beef and potato salad for miles.
I could do that. I was like, I'm really good. I know exactly how much meat to put on a sandwich where the customer's not like, oh, dude, this is too much, or not like, hey, man, put a little more on that. Good. I'm a fat man. A fat man knows how to make a sandwich, to say the least. So I was like, I can do that. And I'd worked in delis for years. Delis and convenience stores were my thing. So I was like, I imagine one day I'll wind up owning a small deli, and then just because of the sandwich aspect, but then the film thing kicked in.
We're talking to Kevin Smith. One of the filmmakers you've mentioned a lot is Hal Hartley, and I am just an evangelist for a movie called Trust that he made.
That was the movie for me, dude. Like, you know, I always talk about Richard Linklater's Slacker as the movie that made me realize that I, too, could be a filmmaker. But it was Hal Hartley's Trust that really freed me up to write the kind of dialogue I write, because Hal Hartley's Trust was porn for a guy like me who loves dialogue, and he was doing stylized dialogue, so it had this surreal quality to it. It was almost like you were watching a theater show or play rather than watching a film. And I didn't ape that style, but because he was able to do that, because I was like, wow, this dude's just taking chances, it made me feel comfortable enough, secure enough to kind of write dialogue the way I write it. I love that movie. It's so delighted you brought that up. Nobody talks about Trust, and it's such a great flick.
It is, and the one other note on that movie, you watch it now, and it's got this strangely non-dated feel to it, because even then, like, I think about the score, and it's got that weird electro, like, Moog synthesizer.
That typical Hal Hartley Ned Rifle score, which is his pseudonym for himself, so he always does the score, and the score, like his writing, is like, it's almost like a Beckett play. It's so Spartan.
It has this kind of strangely off-kilter, angular feel to it that just lends it this kind of timeless quality. It's just a great movie, and that imprint is all over the early stuff that you do. You know, you can sense again that you're not aping it, but that it very much has that kind of what they call the hyper-realistic style.
Hal Hartley's work absolutely informed my work, and I made no secret of that back in the day. I would tell people to drop that. I was preaching the gospel of Hal Hartley. Then I read an interview that he did in the New York Times Magazine, and this was like circa 1996. And in it, the author of the piece begins the piece thusly. You know, Hal Hartley, and I can't do it verbatim, essentially it's this. Hal Hartley was at a Q&A, and somebody asked him, hey man, how does it feel to be shouted out in the end credits of Clerks by Kevin Smith? And apparently he gave such an impassioned, vitriolic answer that he had to go lay down after the show.
He was emotionally spent.
He was not a Kevin Smith fan. That's what I got out of the
piece.
And I see. Broke my heart, dude, because I was like, but I'm such a huge Hal Hartley fan. It was an important lesson to learn. Sometimes you're going to love people. They're not going to love you back.
Well, I'm sorry to have traumatized you with that. I have to say...
Set up a bad memory, dude.
If I can go out on that negative note, let me just say as we wrap this up here, all kidding aside, on a personal note, I have to say that just for me, that, you know, I saw Chasing Amy and it resonated with me on such a deep level that it really did truly forever alter the way that I dealt with women in relationships. So I want to thank you for doing what you do for me, for all of us, for everybody who loves film, my friend.
Hey, Seuss Marimba, dude, that was so kind. And so let me tell you something. I'm coming to Oregon now. You sold me.
Well, there you go.
I'm hanging out with you, dude. You're complimentary as hell.
I am the city's ambassador, sir.
If I'm there, it's because of you. And if I'm there, I'm totally walking in and sitting in on that show.
That's going on my resume and on my personal file right now. Best of continued success in life, art, and all things, my friend. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Talking to you. Absolute pleasure. There you go.